Now, how a light-hearted American musical has dealt with a very dark word.
The cost, senor, depends upon the quality of the rape.
The what?
Forgive me. The attempted rape. Now, I know you prefer abduction, but the proper word is rape. It's short and businesslike.
The Fantastics opened in 1960, and it became the longest-running musical in American theatrical history. It closed in 2002. Tonight, a new production opens in New York with some new lyrics. For example, you will not hear this from the original production. Rape may seem an odd word in this comic musical about two young lovers and their fathers who secretly conspire to bring them together. In this scene, a dashing man of mystery makes a sales pitch to the fathers. He'll arrange a faked abduction so that the boy can save the girl and win her hand. But he insists on calling the abduction a rape.
The obvious open schoolboy rape, with little mandolins and perhaps a cape. The rape by coach, it's little in request. The rape by day, but the rape by night is best. Just try to see it, and you will soon agree, senors, why invite regret when you can get the sort of rape you'll never ever forget.
Over the years, the word rape has weighed on the conscience of lyricist Tom Jones. He's now directing the new production of The Fantastics, and he has rewritten the song that you just heard. I asked him how it is that the word rape was used so lightly until now.
Let me go back just to the turn of the century, if you have the time.
The other century, you mean, yes.
The other century, right. The Fantastics is based upon a play by Rostand, written in 1894, called Les Romanesques. And there was an English translation about 1902 by a woman writing under the pseudonym of George Fleming. She called that translation The Fantastics. It was her notion to take the abduction, which was in the original play, and to play with the word rape, as in the rape of the lock and so forth, you know, the literary sort of references. When we started the show in rehearsal, we had Jerry Orbach, who had this wonderful voice, but he didn't have a comic song, and he was very funny with a great voice. And we had this speech taken from the Rostand play and from her translation. And so we turned it into a song, and we didn't think a thing about it.
You can get the rape emphatic, you can get the rape polite, you can get the rape with Indians, a truly charming sight. You can get the rape on horseback, they all say it's distinct. Hey, so you see, the sort of rape depends on what you pay. So you see, the sort of rape depends on what you pay. It depends on what you pay. So why is it?
For years, I didn't think, and then gradually it began to seep into my consciousness. My consciousness was raised. I really began to think, you know, rape isn't funny. And it began to become distasteful to me about 10 years into the run. And so I wanted to change it. And Lori Noto, the producer, said I couldn't. This is what he bought, and he had the right to present it. So I persuaded him, first of all, to let me change the Gazinda and the Gazauda. You know what they are?
No. What are the Gazinda and the Gazauda?
Gazinda the
What's
song.
What's going into Gazauda, the song?
Yeah, Gazinda the song and Gazauda the song. So I had them say very elaborately, you know, he doesn't mean real rape. But what does he mean? He means a literary rape, as in the rape of the lock, and, you know, and so forth, and ad nauseum. And we did that for a while, and then he let me change that little chorus section to an abduction that's emphatic, an abduction that's polite, an abduction done with Indians, a truly charming sight, and so forth. And
the Indians still, your consciousness on that score had not been elevated greatly at that point.
Well, yes, I mean, once you start, there's no end to it, is there?
No.
And then for other productions, like there was a production we did with Robert Goulet that toured the United States for the 30th anniversary, I took a piece of ballet music, the Abduction Ballet, and I wrote a whole different lyric to that. It begins, abductions, abductions, theatrical abductions. You have to excuse my singing. I write songs because I can't sing. Complete with maidens in distress and fabulous productions with moonlight and so forth, with China silk and so forth, the sort of thing you see upon the operatic stage.
And was that written as a substitute for the rape
It was
song?
Written as a substitute, mm-hmm. and people began to do that.
So that was the G-rated version of the Fantastics.
But the song wasn't as much fun. Mm. It just didn't work as well as the original. So when I had the chance to do this version, this is kind of like the final version, as I imagine. I mean, it's, I guess, dangerous to say that, but I'm getting close to 80, and eventually I'll stop rewriting the Fantastics. But when they put me in the box, that great off-Broadway small theater in the sky. And so I had a chance to, keep the original music, and then I began to play with the lyrics, and it doesn't use the word only one place. I kept it in one place with a new lyric that wasn't in the original, where I say, perhaps you'd like our special rape ballet. I make an entrance doing grand jeté. But little nod to the purists, all of whom hate me for changing anything, you know.
So what's become of the rape with Indians and the rape on horseback? And at that point, how will it sound now?
Well, that becomes the abduction, you know. Mm-hmm. But in that first section that we heard, we have the obvious open schoolboy chase with little mandolins and a fast embrace, a childish prank, it's little in request, a first-class raid, that is what I would suggest, you know?
So you feel good about these changes, ambivalent about these
changes? Oh, I feel
good.
No, I feel not ambivalent at all. I feel very good. You know, we have a lot of audiences with young 10, 12-year-old girls, and, you know, I'm just really happy not to be out there singing rape and so forth, you know? And in fact, I'm going to put this into the master script that goes out for all the productions everywhere, and I'm going to hope and urge that people will do it.
But what will we hear in lieu of that great single syllable stretched out as we heard it, you know, rape?
Well, that's tough. And that becomes, he says, yes, of course, with regular union rates, it depends on what you pay. Pay, you have to pay, come on and pay, you know. Because the whole song has always been called It Depends on What You Pay.
Well, congratulations on all this, and thanks for giving us a preview of the new lyrics.
Thank you.
Tom Jones, who is appearing in the musical that he wrote the lyrics to back in 1960.
So you see, the song of rape depends on what you pay, depends on what you pay, depends on what you pay. Let all us a first class.
This is All Things Considered.